Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at resurrection and Easter faith. And this is our final lesson, the Christian hope of resurrection at the last day. Before we begin, let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of being able to look into the Scriptures and to learn what you've shown through your apostles and prophets. Thank you, O Lord. And I pray that you would help us now to understand what we need to understand, that we might live as disciples of Jesus in our time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way, as you prepare to study this lesson, I encourage you to first read 1 Corinthians 15 again, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, because they underlie a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day, breaking the hold that death had on mankind. He is the firstborn from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, as he's referred to in Scripture. He is the first to be resurrected eternally, but not the last. Jesus clearly taught that on the last day, both the righteous and the unrighteous will be raised, the righteous to eternal life, and the unrighteous to eternal condemnation. I've heard a lot of Christians talk about the rapture, a word that doesn't actually occur in the New Testament. But many fewer talk about the resurrection, which is mentioned many times. The word rapture comes from the Latin root raptus, which means a carrying off concept referred to in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Clearly, the rapture of the saints and the resurrection of the righteous are one and the same event. Jesus himself talked about this great resurrection in terms of gathering. In a moment, we'll look at several passages of Scripture describing the order of Christ's return. But first, observe the elements. Number one, the appearance of Christ in the heavens. Number two, the angel's trumpet call summoning all God's people. Three, the gathering of his people, dead and alive. And this consists of two steps. A, the resurrection of those who were dead, and B, changing into resurrection bodies of those who were alive at that time. Four, appearing before God's judgment. And five, entering into glory. These things are mentioned in a number of places in the New Testament, but most completely in the following four passages. First of all, Matthew 24:30-31, that's paralleled in Mark. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with great power and glory. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Described a little bit differently in 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Then a little bit differently in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever.